You know, I think the thing for folks to really focus on this weekend is just reaching out to the people that they know may not be registered. You know, so now is the time. If you're in school, talk to your classmates. If you're in your church, you know, this is the weekend to talk about voter registration and find out people within congregations who aren't registered. You know, in your workplaces. Right now, Kiana, I'd have you scour all of Vibe. You know, I'd have you talk to every employee and just ask them, are you registered? And if not, go to gottavote.com. Just help them, you know, lead them through the process. That's easy and simple.
Right.
And then after Monday, you know, it's really going to be talking to everybody you know and making sure that they know what's at stake, that they're actually going to get out to vote on election day. It's all about execution, right? And whoever wins is going to be the person who can get their supporters out, right? Whose voters are the most passionate? That's mm-hmm. going to make a difference. And I'm counting on ours because we have an organization that is unmatched. But, you know, we want to get those folks who aren't focused, right?
That's so right.
Now is the time to have those house parties, bring people together, do happy hours, focus on voting. You know, whatever it is that works for you know, your group, your family, bring people together around Sunday dinner to talk about the issues, you know? Any and everything between now and November the 6th to just get people focused and understand this election in Virginia is going to be close, and Virginia is a swing state, so what happens in the state will absolutely make a difference in the entire election. That's how our election works, because it breaks down to electoral votes, and Virginia and a few other key states have some of those, you know, key swing voters, right? They could go anywhere.
Right.
Last year, 4 years ago, Virginia went Democratic. That's one of the reasons why Barack won.
And when we saw those results, trust me, I was at one of those viewing parties, and we all cried, because who would have ever thought? So we can do it again. We can definitely do it again.
I am confident that we will. I know that our viewers, our supporters are passionate, and I know that everyone is praying and working, which is the key. It's prayer and work.
Right.
And with folks like you, Kiana, on our team spreading the word, you know, how can we lose?
That's right. That's right. And we'll... And Virginia has your back, because, you know, it wasn't too long ago the president was here in Roanoke addressing us. And I don't know if you realize this, but part of our listening area, which is Lynchburg, Virginia, is very close to you in that it's the home of J. Crew.
Yes, my one of my key stores.
Yes. So Virginia is definitely right there with you guys. And we wish nothing but the best for you, and certainly hope that whatever we can do on this end will pay off in just the next few weeks.
All right, well, let's push. We just have 26 more days.
26 days, that's it.
26 more days.
That's
so
it.
This is like, you know, that last sprint, you know? We can get through it.
Push, push, push. Well, I know your time is valuable and you got to run, but can I ask a quick favor?
Sure.
Would you mind saying, this is Michelle Obama and I've got the vibe? That's our phrase that pays.
I would love it.
Oh, yes, okay. Whenever you're ready.
This is Michelle Obama, and I've got the vibe.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. That is so wonderful. Thank you,
right,
First Lady Obama.
I just
thank you so much for your time. And truly, honestly, from the bottom of my heart, my love, my family love and support is right there with you guys. God bless you.
God bless you, too, sweetie. Love you.